Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Victoria Redshaw, who is the founder and principal owner of a design firm in the UK called Scarlet Opus. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Kemp. Thank you for inviting me along.
Sure. Thanks for being with us today. I'm actually excited to work with you in the coming 6 weeks or so. Floor Focus is the sponsor of the Design Trend and also Designer Day at the Surfaces Expo in late January. And you have a big role there. You're actually a big part of the Designer Day. But before we get into that, why don't you give us a little background about Scarlet Opus and what your business is?
Absolutely. We're an international trend forecasting company primarily. So we work with manufacturers of products for interiors, also retailers, interior designers, and the media, letting them know what's going to be in fashion for the world of interiors about a year, 18 months, up to 2 years in advance of it actually hitting the shops. So we're telling them about the colors and the patterns and the materials, the forms, the products that are going to really resonate with consumers at a fixed point in the future. And for the vast majority of our work, that's what we're involved with. We give seminars around the world to all kinds of different audiences, and we're really looking forward to coming along to Surfaces again this year and passing on all of this information and hopefully inspiring all of our audiences.
Trend forecasting, that's got to be difficult. I mean, how do you know what's going to happen in the future? You must have quite a crystal ball.
You know, if I had a pound for everybody that said about the crystal ball, but, you know, there's no magic in it. It really is a set formula. There is an equation to this. It makes really logical sense. And at the beginning of the seminar, when we're out at the Surfaces show, we will go through that entire process. But basically, we're looking at all of the events that are planned to take place over the next couple of years around the world. And we're trying to find common denominators between those events. And we take account of what's happening at the moment and what's happened over the past 6 months and all of the unexpected things that we couldn't have foreseen. But we're getting in touch with museums and art galleries, asking them what they've got scheduled in over the next couple of years. We're in touch with the film studios, asking them what they've got scheduled in, what's in production, what are they going to be releasing over the next couple of years. We're keeping abreast of what's happening on the catwalks, of course, the major architectural projects, what's happening socio-economically with politics, all sorts of different things that are affecting the mood of consumers, what their wants, needs, and desires are at the moment and going to be because of these things that are going to be hitting their radars in the future. And basically, that's the process that we go through of gathering all of this information, analyzing it, and then the magic of translating that into colors and patterns and materials, etc.
You mentioned the catwalk. Do you think a lot of the colors that we see in the interior furnishings business starts with apparel?
It's most certainly massively linked. The world of fashion, the world of interiors are hugely linked, and that's just something that's growing and increasing all of the time. I would say that we do see drivers from the catwalk, but the catwalk tends to be micro fashions that come in and out really quickly, and so they can make their changes at a much faster pace than we can in the world of interiors. So we do tend to see things happening on the catwalk a little bit in advance. And then when, you know, particularly female consumers are used to particular colors within their wardrobes and they're comfortable with them, they will then translate that and want that within their homes. But from a trend forecasting point of view, we're working at the same pace as the world of fashion. So the fashion forecasters and the interior forecasters will be looking at the same sorts of information at the same time as each other to come up with, broadly speaking, very, very similar forecasts.
Well, I hate to sound like a skeptic yank, but fashion in Europe and fashion in the U.S. is different. How can you help us over here? Is there a big difference? You know, I assume there's a difference.
No, there's not, Kemp. There's not. I go around the world. Obviously, I'm comp shopping and looking in stores. I'm working with all kinds of different countries and different companies. And broadly speaking, what I see is very, very similar. What we tend to see in the world of forecasting is that these are global forecasts that are applicable to all countries. And whether I was speaking as I was last month in Dubai or whether I'm going to be in Las Vegas, I give quite a similar forecasting presentation. What I take into account is the culture and the climate of the place that I'm speaking in. So strangely enough, when I'm walking around the stores in Dubai, which obviously is a hot country in the Middle East, They still had all their knitwear in there. They still had a very Nordic, alpine, folkloric look that was in the stores. So we need to take into account the climate and the culture of the particular place, But the influences really are from the catwalk and the global events happening around the world, and the big designers for interiors and for fashion, all of those really high-end designers and the niche exciting designers. You know, a lot of that influence will come from America. It'll also come from across Europe. And that influence filters down in what we call a waterfall effect, where those really big designers that are doing all of the exciting and influential stuff, their influence filters down every layer of the market, right through all the sectors, until it filters down and saturates at the bottom of the market level. So really, it's very, very similar what we're seeing around the world.
Okay, well, you know, Victoria, I read an article you wrote recently that was talking about interiors and trends, and you said something that I was actually encouraged to read. You were talking about how a lot of these trends pivot off of economic conditions, and you were saying, or you were predicting, that while the consumer has been looking for cheaper products, that trend's actually shifting, and that they're actually looking for better-made, longer-lasting products.
Absolutely, and I think it's really good news for the industry, but I think it's good news for the environment too. You know, a way of addressing sustainability and all of the problems that we're having, you know, with green credentials, etc., is not swapping and changing and replacing so much. It's actually holding on to items that have the ability to last longer, that are really fit for purpose, and that we can cherish for much longer periods in our lives. And for sure, you know, there was a panic period, and there was a necessity during the mid period of the financial crisis, where customers did need to look to the cheap and the cheerful just to solve the immediate problems that they had for the products that they needed in their lives. But I think that now there's a much slower pace of change that's starting to occur, and consumers are really thinking about how they spend their dollar, and they know that it's been hard earned, and they want to spend it on something that's going to last. And I think that they're aware that maybe they need to pull back in their lives from an interiors decorating, consuming point of view, and have fewer possessions, but better possessions. And in that way, they're able to have a much greater satisfaction about the products that they buy. There isn't the guilt of the constant replacing either. And these are products, as I say, that they can really cherish and enjoy and form relationships with in a way that they can really appreciate in a much deeper way.
Okay.
And I think that's just as applicable to flooring as it is to any other purchase, from furniture to soft furnishings in the home.
Well, I can tell by listening to you that you're obviously passionate about what you do. And before we run out of time, I definitely want to talk about what we're doing in late January at Surfaces. The Designer Day, I believe, is nearly sold out. It's actually on the 26th, which is Wednesday, and it's from 8 to 5:30. And basically, I think you're in charge of that. Is that right?
Well, I don't know whether I'd want to claim that, but we're certainly very privileged to be hugely involved this year. We're really, really excited about the things we're doing. On Designer Day, first thing in the morning, we're going to be leading the Trend and Design Tour. So at the moment, I'm going through all of the websites of all of the exhibitors at the show, making the selection of the companies that we're most excited about, that have the products that we believe are most interesting, that are most cutting edge, that are most on trend. And then we'll lead a tour. So if you only had an hour or so to visit the show, this is the snapshot of the best of what you can find at Surfaces. So we'll lead that tour up. I'll begin, of course, by talking about the trends and applying those to all the different exhibitors. And then at the end of the tour, I'm going to take everybody to the Trend Hub so that they can take a look at our trend boards and the write-ups on those trends and all of the colors that we're predicting, and then also see examples of the products that we're most excited about that tie in with those trends. So the tour is going to be something that's really exciting, and that Trend Hub is a really wonderful space for interior designers and developers and specifiers and manufacturers to come along and get some really commercially valuable information for free and really get inspired and genned up so that they know what they need to do for the next couple of years.
Okay, so you're also giving a seminar, I think, that day, aren't you?
The seminar is going to be the day before.
Okay.
It runs 90 minutes from 4 in the afternoon until 5:30.
And that's on Tuesday the 25th, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And essentially, I'm giving a degree-level understanding of trend forecasting within 90 minutes. And then we're really, really lucky that our creative director, Shelley Pond, is flying over especially from Dubai in the Middle East. And she is going to also then co-present with me and tell all of our attendees what are the coming trends for 2012.
And one of the last things that I definitely want to hit before we run out of time is the trends area. Talk a little bit about that.
Wow, we're going to be showing four of our trend boards for the 2012 season. They're going to be blown up, huge, kind of four-foot scale, and we're trying to create this really inspiring, almost gallery-like atmosphere where interior designers and specifiers and manufacturers and retailers will be able to come together within this hub space and look at the trend boards, draw inspiration. There will be text about the background information about all those trends. There'll be huge color palettes that have been blown up and framed as well, all Pantone reference, so you can take that information away. And then also really exciting, there are going to be these two huge walls of samples from the exhibitors at the show that connect somehow, or are really exciting because of the future trends. So it all links together into this really inspiring space. And within that space, we'll also be holding awards. So the Scarlet Opus Star Award will be there for everyone to view. And then on at the end of Design Day, we'll also be actually presenting that award as well.
Oh, and this is actually a beautiful piece of glass that has a value of about $12,000. Is that right?
Absolutely. If you were to purchase that piece, it would cost you between $12,000 and $15,000. It's about 2 foot in scale, and it's being carved from starfire glass by the amazing glass artist Debbie Oxley. This is an award that we give internationally. We thought very carefully about what was the first show in America that we wanted to present this award at, to get to actually give our star to, and we decided that it was Surfaces.
Okay, well, you know, I'm excited. I can't believe I've got to wait 6 weeks to find out these trends. A lot of people go to this show and they think they're just going to find out the latest flooring products, but no, actually, they can go and actually find out what the future bears for trends by coming to your area.
This is why we've decided to be so involved with Surfaces, because there's a fantastic education program that's running alongside the show. There's the trend area this year, which, as I say, you know, there's really commercially valuable information there, not only to go and get genned up, but also to be really inspired and to get involved with the buzz of what's happening. It's a very design-led area of the show, and we're so pleased and thrilled that your publication is so involved with that as well. And so I think it's going to be a show this year that really takes a new direction, sets a really positive tone, and after all, with the difficulties financially that we're going through in the industry, this is a really good positive push for us to go into the new year with.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Look forward to working with you on this project. Again, we've been talking to Victoria Redshaw, who is the owner and principal founder of Scarlet Opus in the UK, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.